didn't have an assistant. We didn't raise one. And we're giving you option now. We're giving you option now of either raising an assistant or co-opting one. Like now we are here together now. Somebody that stays close to you, you can ask him, you have a cell. Do you want to start a cell? Or can we work together? But the way we want to structure it now, it will be difficult to even get an assistant. You have to start your own. Can somebody say amen to that? So you go train your assistants, but give attention to it. Because your work will not allow you to always be around. Therefore, you have to have an assistant. Very important. Praise God. All right, please sit down. Now, somebody said he needs our petition. Elijah used to, used to be up to 8 people. That cell will start now. I do not close again in Jesus' name. So whatever you need, we'll give it to you. If it's visitation, we'll visit. Okay? You just tell us when you want us to come. It's either I come or somebody come or other supervisors come. But the structure we're going to set up now will even help you. It will be easier to have visitations. All right. That's about all I have here. And there are many others. But some of them are similar. I just try to pick up the ones that are a little bit different. Hallelujah. Please, at this point, I want everybody to be around. Okay, thank God mommy is coming. If there's anybody else who is not here, please, maybe doing something else, can you please send for him or her? That kitchen. Who and who is in the kitchen? Huh? I cannot say anything until these people are here because this is what we came to do now. And the things I want to say now is the issue. And our cell leaders, if they don't hear what I'm saying now, they will start doing their own thing. In fact, there are some of our cell leaders who didn't come yesterday, but I sent for them and they came. See our brother here, Okon. Am I correct? You were called. And you have to come. So you see, matter is a serious matter. Maybe something serious had him not to come. But he was called last night that he must be here this morning. And he's here. So somebody who's already here cannot be in the kitchen. It will not work. It will not work. Let the food be suspended. Jesus, my Rama. Jesus, my Jesus, my Rama, holy hallelujah. Jesus, my is a Jesus, my Jesus, my holy. Jesus, my is a Jesus. Jesus, my hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, my. Agune chemba ma, Eze Jesus mara ma, Alleluia nile us, Eze Jesus ma, Eze Jesus ma. Is a Jesus my all of your Jesus, my. Is the Jesus, my. Is the Jesus, my. Hallelujah. Is the Jesus my? Is the Jesus my? Is the Jesus my? Hallelujah, Nile, Usama. Hallelujah. Are they around? Two of them. Major. Who is a minor person? Where is gift? My daughter. John. Go and call her. Tell them to come. She's going to school. She has to learn how to start a cell in school. When she was in school here in Command, she started a cell and it worked. And now Magdalene is running a cell in their school. Even they met here yesterday. It's working. So running cell is what every believer should learn. Praise God. Anybody who is born again should be able to do what? To disciple two or three or four persons around him. That is the meaning. That's what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. All right. Please have your pen to write. What I'm sharing now is not in any particular order. It's not in any particular order, but at the end of it, you have the picture and you're able to run well. Praise the Lord. Your new job is discipling souls and winning them and discipling them. That's your new job. Your new work. Your new work now is what? Winning souls and doing what? Discipling them. And it's the most important work you have ever done in your life. And it must not fail. And it cannot fail. Everyone that's born again has a gift in him. And that gift is eternal life. Jesus said to the woman of Samaria, he said, if you know the person talking to you now, if you know the gift of God and who is talking to you now, you will rather ask him to give you what? The living water. What's the gift of God? For the wages of sin is death. And what? So, God has many gifts, but one is called what? The gift of God. Eternal life. God can give you healing, miracles, money, but one is called the article, the gift of God is eternal life. And he told the woman, if you know the gift of God, and isn't it a surprise that to talk to that woman, he had to send the other ones away. He wanted to start a cell. He didn't want to bring the woman into a meeting. He wanted to meet the woman in a cell. What is a cell? Where two or three are gathered. So how many people can start a cell? So you plus one person is already equal to a cell. So he wanted to start a cell. So he sent the disciples away. 12 of them plus him is 13. Plus maybe another, maybe like 10 other people that followed, or 15. So they would have formed the church there. The woman will come there and start to behave somehow. He will not feel protected. He will not feel secured. So he wanted to start a cell. So he sent them away to start where 2 or 3 are gathered. It is difficult to say, go call your husband if you are not in a cell. Do you hear what I said now? Because the husbands would like to come in a cell that will come in the church. Are you catching the revelation now? So it's easy to bring a husband into a cell. Go call your husband. The woman said, I don't have. You should have had 5. But what did he do after all? When he got the eternal life, what did he do? He went and brought the men. Which men will he bring first? Expired husbands or former husband? 5 of them. So cell has started. The woman became a cell leader. Praise the Lord. That was how the Samaria cell was formed. So, it's important that you know that you have a gift. Jesus said, or Peter said, such as I have, I give to you. And I'm asking you, do you have eternal life? I'm asking you, are you sure you have eternal life? Who have you given to? That's another question. Because if you have eternal life, you have to give to someone. Otherwise, such as you have, you are hoarding. But scripture says, such as I have, what do I do? I give. And whatever you give, you receive more. So abundant life is to give more. You have more abundantly. Hallelujah. Now, having said this, we have decided to do cell work differently than what we have done before. And when we do it this way now, and it works, we will now make it a national program. Our cells will now be called prayer cells. Listen very well to me. What will it be called? Prayer cells. Prayer cells. What did I call it now? Prayer cells. And the leaders will now be called prayer cell leaders. NECO prayer cell leaders. PCL. PCL. And let us begin to learn this grammar, this language. When we say PC leaders or PCL, you know that you are what? A prayer cell leader. Now, this is the magic. It's not because we want to turn to prayer house, but because we have an audience that like prayer. Just like we have known in evangelism that we go to people and say, I want to pray with you. They say, hey, I want prayer. We say, I want to preach to you. They say, they don't want preaching. Have you observed that people want prayer more than preaching? So, Sister Jane Precious, usher number one, stand up. The usher number one today. Short, your work now is anybody who is sleeping. Just don't tap the person, beat the person at the back. Bim! If he beats you back, don't tell me. Praise the Lord. So nobody should sleep. Just that's your new job. Hallelujah. So what do we call the cell now? Prayer cells. And leaders are called what? Prayer cell leaders. Now our idea is that any evangelist, any of you here, can call one or two of his neighbors or friends for a prayer meeting. And the nature of prayer cells now is that we don't expect anyone to grow beyond 15. In short, once you go to 10, 12, it's too much. 15 is too much. In fact, 10 is very big. There should be another one. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Once it's getting to 10, 15, somebody will be dominating. Once you get to 15, somebody will be dominating. Others will be redundant because there are not many. So the idea is plenty of it. Now, with the prayer cells, the issue of accommodation is not a problem anymore. Because we can pray in your house, we can pray in your own house. Did you hear me now? It's no more one place called the venue. It can hold in my place today and in your place tomorrow within the same area. Are you following me now? So it's like having prayer partners. They look like they're prayer partners to you. Is it making some sense to you now? The idea is not to have plenty of people at the same place. No, the idea is to have many people in different locations. So your friends around you now, just think about them now. They're going to be praying, they're going to have prayer. You don't need to bother them as a Neko. When they now come, they will now tell them that it's a Neko prayer cell. Okay, as I go on, you get the picture more. Now, so that is our unit. Our unit, that is the smallest unit, is the Neko prayer cell. And we are looking at between 2 to 10. Once it's going to 10, you are getting already too much. You must think of one of you starting another one. If it's 15, it's already too much. You are already too much for a prayer cell. You see the reason why as we go on. Now, the next level is what we call Neko Area Evangelism Centers. Neko Area Evangelism Centers. That's a larger group. And the leader there shall be called Area Evangelism Leader. Area Evangelism Leader. Start to get used to those words. Area Evangelism Leader. Praise the Lord. Every area, we have their area fellowship in their area centers on Sunday. Sundays evening from 4 o'clock to 5:30 or from 5 o'clock to 6:30, 1 hour and 30 minutes, nothing exceeding. And I prefer 5 to 6:30 so that people come to church and rest. Because if it goes into the night, in some areas it's not comfortable. Some areas it's still comfortable. If you choose in your own area, depending on where you live, if you choose 5:30 to 7, if you're comfortable, it's still okay. But it must not go into the midnight. Is that very clear? And the area is every Sunday. So all the cells, none of them meet on Sundays. They have their cell meetings any other day of the week as they choose. And one person can have more than one cell, depending on your strength. Here, you have 6 of you in your prayer cell. There, you have 5. You have the time. You can even have 3 if you want to. But better, you help others to be strong and you leave the cell for them and plan. One person here can plan 10. 10 prayer cells and it will all be working. Praise the Lord. Now, I've told you that prayer cells can hold anywhere. Each of us can have one or two friends, you know, your neighbors, you call them together, tell them we're going to be having a prayer here. And each prayer cell holds for how long? 1 hour, nothing more. Nothing more than 1 hour. Now, concerning prayer cells, you choose the time. It can be in the morning with your friends in the shop. It can be in the afternoon. It can be in the evening. It can even be in the night, depending on where you live and the people you are having the prayer with. The sense they have that is a prayer meeting. Am I correct? Good. Now, the content of the prayer cell shall be this way. Praise. Praise. 7 minutes. Praise. 7 minutes. Word charge. 8 minutes. So praise and word charge is about 15 minutes. What is the word charge? We will send you from the office a word. Just one scripture. Not two. Just one scripture. And the emphasis you make to the cell leader. If you don't have a smartphone, your cell leader will see how to get it across to you. Or your area cell leader will see how to get it across to you. Are you hearing me now? But you will get it every week. As early as Tuesday evening, you will get it. That will take you for the other week. Praise the Lord. Now, how many minutes have we spent now? 15. For both praise and what? What charge? Good and fine. Then, the next thing is testimonies. We will let them share their testimonies freely. That will be done within 15 minutes. If somebody telling a long story, you tell him, okay, just be wise. Okay, let's take only one today. Once the time is up, tell them we're working with time. We cannot go beyond this. But if there are no testimonies, good and fine, you go into prayers. Into what? Prayers. What prayer? You can start with first prayer point. Let's pray for our environment, this market where we are, or this place. 2 minutes. The other one is their individual prayer needs. Now, the cell leader must be very open. Not to hide. These are now like your friends. Are you hearing me now? It's like a family now. A family. So you must be open to share with them your need that you want them to pray for. And the Bible said that if two of you shall agree, as what? Touch anything. So use the cell as your prayer partnership. Are you hearing me now? I want to open a shop there, and I want the shop to prosper. Please, let us pray for it. So all of them will bring their prayer points. The one who cannot pray this week, you postpone it to next week. Praise the Lord. If they have all their prayer points, plenty, you suspend your own as the leader and take their own first. Is that clear? Somebody has 3 prayer points. Okay, let's take one from you today. One from you today. You use your wisdom and be sharing it. But deep, not partial prayer, deep prayer. Knowing that Pastor Dan is also praying with you. And I'm the one that sent you. So we have an agreement in that prayer. So you'll be surprised how testimonies will start to spring up here and there. We start to hear testimonies from different cells, what God is doing through prayer. Does God answer prayers? Does he answer prayers? So you see, we are giving time to prayer. Real time to prayer. Now, can we count a minute again? The first minute, 7 minutes, right? For what? 8 minutes for what? What charge? Then the next one is what? 15 minutes. Total now is what? 30 minutes. We're going to spend 20 minutes in prayer. 20 minutes in prayer. And don't rush the prayer. Instead, we take maybe 4 persons prayer today. We tell others that we'll repeat this prayer next week. So that they know that it's not something you are rushing. You're already prayer partners. Are you hearing me now? Already prayer partners. How many minutes is remaining? 10 minutes. Now, the 5 minutes, you will pray prophetic prayer that will be sent from the office. You will tell them that this prayer is what Daddy said. And it will come from the declarations that we have in Faith Extra as God reveals to me, or whatever revelation God gives to me. So it will be a prophetic prayer. It will be a prayer based on what God is saying. So that if we have all the things I've prayed, we have a cover, a prophetic cover over it. And because they pray that prayer, it will give them the connection with the ministry. And it will be heard as a leader who God is speaking to and giving them this prayer point. For 5 minutes, prophetic prayer. We tell them the meaning of the prayer. That this prayer is not just an idea. This is what God is saying. So it's not a prayer. It's going to be more of a confession than a prayer. To lay hold on the prophetic word God has given me. For example, now, we're talking about the limits are... That's a prophetic prayer. What I saw on the board was breaking limits. If God said breaking limits, what does it mean? Limits are broken. So, as the next start saying it, everybody, this is the prophetic word from our man of God, from our father. This is what God told him about us this week. And you start to declare it. The limits are broken. The limits are broken. Some of you who have come to FedEx may have heard it first, or maybe another day's FedEx, just like that. But this word doesn't expire. Does it expire? No. As we read, before you know it, testimonies will fill everywhere. Praise the Lord. Then how many minutes is remaining now? 5 minutes. That 5 minutes is for announcement, information, any other thing like your names, those who are new, you're welcome, Faith Extra, every other information that they require. Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. So, now, in that prayer, the cell leader, the PC leader, must not be the one to lead the prayer. You have to let others lead to pray sometimes. Praise the Lord. But don't let them pray out of point. Some of them come from very crude places. Some of them will start to see vision. Control their vision. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So don't let them veer off. Be in charge. Let them pray. Let them walk, but be in charge. Praise the Lord. Be in charge. Somebody will now start to tell you that he saw a vision as there's a cat living in this compound that is a witch. You say, it's okay, no problem. We'll handle it in our prayer time because we are the light. So darkness cannot, you overtake it with your word of God and keep it focused. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Does it make some sense to you now? Now, let's go to the area. Now, no offering is collected at the cells. No offerings at all. No offering. The AEL or evangelism area leader or area evangelism leader, the AEL is the leader. of that area. So all the cells who pray in different places are to meet at the area every Sunday evening. Is that clear now? All the cells that have their prayer cells in different days at different occasions, the cell leader has to work hard that all the cells meet where? At the area center, evangelism center. Once every week on Sunday evening. That is where the Anan taught with the outline. So the prayer cells like a harvest tool. Whereas the discipleship, real discipleship is done where? At the area. The area leader, area evangelist leader, is the one to teach the outline. Praise the Lord. Or any other cell leader he can appoint that is strong. Anybody who is not grounded should not handle the outline. Because it's the outline that really, really puts into them the knowledge of the thing we are doing. Praise the Lord. Now, we'll come back to that to give you more details. The prayer cell leader must know all his members very well. You must know them very, very well. You must know their houses, know their names. They're not like you don't know the name of their cell member. They are just 7. They are just 8. They are just 10. And the cell leader must work hard to be rooted in word and prayer, because it is your depth that they are going to follow. They won't teach them. So you have to be rooted in prayer. As the cell moves from house to house, remember that what you read in the Bible, that they move from what? House to house. That's what changed my mind. That the Bible didn't say they had a particular good house where they stay. He said they move from what? House to house. That's what struck my mind. This new idea again. It must not be in one place. They must be house to house. Now, it doesn't mean you have to say, okay, let's share it. Today's in a house. Let them by themselves be like they invited the prayer. Are you catching me now? It's not like today is in your house, tomorrow is your house, tomorrow is your house. Let them be the one that, okay, would you like it to be in your place? The next one, they say, okay. Because there are people that live in a particular area. If they don't want it another place, just one place, no problem with that. And there shall be no refreshment. Huh? No. If there's refreshment in Mrs. Okonkwo's house, Mrs. Wankwo doesn't have refreshment. She'll feel bad. So it will be by law that we don't permit we came to pray. We came to pray. That daddy gave a rule. Please, in anything you are saying, emphasize the leader. Emphasize the overall leader, the office. So that they will know that you are working under authority. And also be able to submit to your own authority. Is that clear? That the instruction is, but you came to my house, now let me give you water. No problem. If it's water, you can drink water. But it's angara, we're not eating angara. Please. Because if you challenge that person, you say, okay, you start to now start to struggle, it will be a problem. Is that very clear? No offering, no entertainment. Offering is given where? At the area on Sunday. That's where you give your offering. The other one is a prayer meeting. Praise the Lord. So, the secret of this prayer cell is love and care. Love and care.
Please, if somebody in the prayer cell is sick, or the mother is sick, or the sister is sick, or the husband is sick, the cell should take it personal. They should take it how? Personal. You know yourselves. Somebody's child is sick in the cell. Personal. It's like, we must bring out this person. We cannot, nothing will happen. We are here together. We are bound together. We are bound together by this mystery. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So that is going to be bound together by love. And you, the leader, see them as your children. See them as people that are, because you are praying together, you're already bound together. And you'll be surprised how much grace you will command. Because once a woman is breastfeeding, the breast milk flows. Are you aware? Are you aware? Yes. Yes. Sorry to use this bad example. Some women who lose their child, when they give birth, the breast milk as if it's flowing. After some time, what will happen? It will stop because nobody is sucking it. So once somebody is sucking it, I've seen women who didn't give birth, but they are taking care of another baby because maybe the mother is late or something, and they start having their milk breast flow. Have you heard that before? I'm telling you, breast milk flow with a woman who didn't conceive, who is not having a child, but because there's a child that is sucking it. It's a mystery. It's a mystery. So the flow from you is the result of who you are taking care of. So if you have six people that, even if you're going to work, you're thinking about them. To them, their welfare is your concern. You'll be shocked how God will now strengthen you, give you more milk, give you more strength because of those people. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. So, that cell unit, the cell leader must learn how to lead people to Christ. You must be an expert. An expert. Within that 8 minutes of word charge, you have said something that can make somebody have faith in who? Christ. And you lead him to Christ. If in Nekona, how many minutes do we have taught in Nets to preach and lead souls to Christ? How many minutes? It's 5 minutes. So if we gave you 8, we are giving you too much. So within that 5 minutes of what charge, you have already said some things and say, if you want to give your heart to Christ before we start praying now, they confess Christ. And at the area, they will still be led to Christ in case they didn't get it. So, but you must catch them at the beginning. You will see these people inviting their neighbors. Prayer. We used to pray here. Come and join us to pray. They will not even know what the prayer is for. You'll be surprised that very soon the cell will just grow and you leave it at another one and give it another person and supervise it. How many of you know that this can work? Is it workable? Say, thank you, Jesus, for giving me something that can work. So what gave me this revelation is that they were from house to house, not one house. I said, there must be something in this house to house. That's how the church spread in Jerusalem everywhere. Praise the Lord. Now, the places we used to call chapters, from henceforth are no more chapters. They are now called, their new name is now NECO Area Evangelism Centers. Now, we used to call Abani a chapter. This is not a chapter anymore. It's now called what? NECO Area Evangelism Centers. Praise the Lord. And their job is Bible study. What is their work? Bible study. It's a Bible study center. Not preaching. So NECO Area Evangelism Centers is not a place for preaching. What do we do there? Bible study. What do we study with? Outline. Who leads it? NECO area evangelism leader. There. Take the outline. Praise the Lord. So the person must be deep. Every Thursday evening, there will be an online lecture or sharing with the area leaders. Every Thursday, online. So that means anybody who will be an area leader must have what? An iPhone. An Android, okay. What did I call it?
iPhone.
So what's the difference? I don't know. iPhone is higher. Okay. Android is the general name. Okay. Wait. Let me call the experts. I don't trust John in this matter. I don't trust Emeka. I don't even trust Prince. Tell me. That's the expert there. Tell me. Okay. What are they between iPhone and Android? The different operating systems. But all of them are called what? Smart. Okay. See, now when the professional talk, the difference will be clear. Praise the Lord. So every NECO evangelism, area evangelism leader must have what? A smartphone.
Smartphone.
Praise God. I said, praise God. Sister Leka is sleeping. Stand up. This serious matter now. Walk about. I'm going to have mercy on you because you're still like a 5 minutes walk about. Is that walking to the kitchen? Is that a walk about? Praise the Lord. Now, so there'll be an online, they'll be communicated. Somebody who is more senior will share with you in depth what you should share, the way it is in the outline, so that it will make impact. Praise the Lord. They will give the time. They will inform you. They will inform the area leaders. Now, the Bible study in the area centers will be participatory. So there may be questions like that. And then offerings and that will be it. In the light of that, I'm going to announce a cell development board. This board will be inaugurated today. Their job is to supervise all we are doing in this area of this new cell development. Praise the Lord. The members of this NECO Enugu Cell Development Board, CDB, because they have a big job. The Lord told me years ago that it is cells that will win more souls for us. And I did not understand it, but I can understand it better now. Praise the Lord. Members of this group includes number one, this committee, this board. They're a very serious board. Pastor Micah, please can you come out? I'm going to pray for you now. Another member of the board is Pastor Harrison. The secretary of the board is Sister Marachi Ndubisi. The assistant chairperson of that board is Pastor Joseph Ofunam. And the chairperson of that board is our mommy here representing me in the board. Please, can they come out? So they are a 5-member board. Can we stand up to pray for them? They are saddled with multiplying ourselves. I'm looking at nothing less than 120 cells before Christmas. Is it possible? Now, if all of us here start one cell, we are 86. How many cells is it? 86 cells. I'm just giving a rough example. So to now add more, make it 120, is not difficult. And if you have 120 cells, and they have 10 people in the on the average, how many do we have? How many do we have? 1,200 souls. Is that not good? That's souls added, though, not what we have now. If out of that 1,200, we retain 500 or 700, what do you call that? That's exponential growth. So this job is not a small job. I have thought through these things I'm sharing with you now. They will now take this, my thoughts, to the next level and make it a reality on ground. Can we pray for them? Just open your mouth and pray for them. And pray for them with knowledge of the assignment that is before them. Father, let this board become the greatest miracle in NECO. Are you praying or you're not praying? Let this board become the greatest miracle in NECO. Through this board, souls are won as never before in this town, in this state. Pray for them that their articulate implementation of this work will cause us to multiply it in different, in schools, in secondary schools, in universities, in different parts of Nigeria, in different parts of the world, and it will be a working and operative system where souls are one in their numbers. Pray for grace. Pray for grace. For me, this is the highest board we have in Neko Enugu, because it's the board of evangelism. It's a board of thorough evangelism. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please, can you turn and face? Father, let the same grace and the same anointing that you gave me, that gave me this idea, be transferred to these ones. Amen. They will run it as their personal calling. Amen. The way you are showing me this vision, Lord, as they go, you will enlarge it in their minds. Amen. And through them, souls will be won in their numbers. Amen. Heaven will rejoice because of them. Amen. This idea is sailing in their minds now. Amen. The wisdom is burning them. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. 2023, I'm going to run with this thing and fill everywhere with souls. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Clap for them. Hallelujah. Come to think about it. What I gave you is minimum result. What if we multiply the cell to 200? It's unlimited. It's unlimited. If every one of us start a cell now, for example, and then each cell divide into two in 1 year, we're talking about 150. And this is unlimited. Are you hearing me now? Unlimited. And anybody who is born again can do it. To lead prayer after a word charge, anybody can do it. Who here think he cannot do that? It's difficult to do. Anybody? Who thinks he can do it? You think you can do it? Very easy. If you are born again, you can do it. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, like I told you, I don't have a particular order because I wrote as I was led. Now, the work of this, remember that the leader is a mommy here, assistant is Pastor Joe. Of course, mommy is representing me as well in that position. There's also the state coordinator here. The secretary is Amarachi. Now, the work of this and the members are, as you said, Harrison and Micah, to track the activities of the prayer cells through the area evangelism centers. That's their work, number one work. To track what? The activities of the cells. I'm not hiding at the cells, but they see the cells through who? Through the area. So I've had them here, the cells. Somebody is sitting down on his own permission and looking at me, don't know what I'm going to do. Go and sit down, go back and sit down. Is it why they believe I cannot be a thief? Because the criminal will thief and escape. I've forgotten. But the way he looked at me reminded me that. Praise God. The criminal will do the thing and just look as if nothing happened. But when you try to do the same thing, you now see that you don't have the grace to do wrong things. Say me, I don't have the grace to do bad things. Praise the Lord. All right. Now, their second work, number two, is to get information about the attendance, development, and increase in the cell. Through who? Through the area. Imagine cells, cell leaders, send attendance to area. Area sends it to the state. These people are the state board. Is the Enugu State Cell Development Board, Lekko Cell Development Board. And I'm looking at this thing as something that can spread all over Enugu State. Is it possible? Even to the villages. Even you see people praying, ask them, will you say we are Lekko Prayer Cell? In Ozowani. In Kerefi. Prayers going on every week. If you don't pray for the state, we can just say the prayer point. You have more than one time to pray for the one thing, for the state. We can take over the state through that. Am I correct? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. If we say we have a prayer rally for Enugu, Neko prayer rally, all the prayer cells you come for, Neko prayer rally once a year, the stadium will be filled with prayer warriors. Are you catching the vision? It is limitless. It is limitless. And their job is very simple, to invite their neighbors for prayer, which everybody is ready to do. When they are coming to invite a neighbor, to join us in the prayer, he will invite his neighbor. The person will come there, will see that it's actually prayer that he came to do. Prayer for what? Prayer for you. I can't the prayer for you. So they'll be interested. And from there, we disciple them. And from there, they become believers. From there, they attend nets. From there, they are men of God and women of God. This thing has no limits. Praise the Lord. So the job of the board is to prepare outlines. For who? For evangelism centers. To prepare the scriptures for what charge? For the cells and send it through the areas. And the cells that have smartphones, they can also get it because it's a very small thing. They can easily get it. Even as a text message, they can get it. So they will not choose whether we can always send it directly to the cell leaders or through the area. I think we can send it directly to them. It should come through the area. It's better so that they will know that supervision. Thank you. So whether their prayer outline, not prayer outline, their word charge, and their prophetic prayer will come through who? Through their area to all of them. But the outlines for teaching, the teaching outline is in the area. Praise the Lord. Now, their work also is to track the area attendance to Faith Extra and Upper Room. The boards, another major work they have to do what? To track the attendance of the areas to what? To Faith Extras and Upper Room. The expectation is this, that any area that is too far away from here should have a viewing center. Abba used to come here. Am I correct? Every Tuesday they come here. The boss go there and bring them. But we now calculated the difficulty, the wear and tear, and the stress of boss going to Abani and coming back and returning them and coming back again. That is four times. If you buy gas at 900 naira and go like that, you're talking about almost 40,000 naira. So it's increasingly difficult to manage. What did we do? We put what? A viewing center and a satellite. And they are doing Faith Extra live with us. Am I correct? The communion, everything. Once the area leader is there, Pastor Dan is there, everything is just as it is here at the center. And other churches do like that. And it's working. So why can't we do that? Praise God. But all cells, all areas that are closed, their job is to arrange bus. To do what? Arrange buses to bring them to this center. Praise the Lord. See, my friend there is sleeping. Okay, you are not sleeping, you are awake. You are starting to see a vision. You see the vision again, you stand up and see it very clearly. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So, the job of areas that are far away from center here is to do what? To mount a satellite and take it live. By God's grace, anytime from now, Mbitolo will be getting it live from here. Praise the Lord. I think your instruments are ready. Television is there. System there. The system is coming. Generator is there. When are people starting? From February, they will fed the extra life. But those of us in Enugu here, that are not too far away, Abani, Road, Ababa, Emene, here, Ngo, what do you do? And take it live, face to face. But when we now start to have at far, far, far Nike, the other side going towards that place you go to, through to Ugogo, and having cells there, having centers there, what are we going to do? Put a center for them. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And in Upper Room, once a month, everybody everywhere finds his way to this place. Only those who are very, very far away, like other states, will join online. Well, anybody within Enugu state will find his way here. What will happen here? We'll leave here and go to the stadium. That's the meaning, because we cannot be here again. Is this thing possible? Is it doable? I didn't hear your positive answer. Is it possible? Is it doable? That is the plan. We want to harvest people from everywhere. For who? For Jesus, our master. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now, for now, many of the centers, NECO is helping them. They bring some. We bring some to support their transport. But we will see a center, evangelism centers maturing, when they are able to bring their people and take them back. But if they are not, we will still be supporting until they are able. Praise the Lord. Very soon, we will have vehicles, whether it's our own or is arranged, that will bring in people from different centers to Faith Extra here within Enugu, Ngo, and other environment. Hallelujah. Now, this thing we have made Faith Extras only one service is terrible. It's three services. So those who cannot be coming early in the morning can come in the evening. So that some people are struggling to come in the morning, why not also charter a bus and come when? In the evening. 4 o'clock, they are here. 5:30, they are back.
It's very possible. It's very possible. Second service, for those who are not rushing to work, they're very free, and it's a prayer and healing service. It's from 7:30 to 10. It's a long time. So this one is for those who want to really pray and receive healing and miracles and all that. So they come here and sit down and relax and get what they want. So but the first service and the third service, you can come with vehicles. So if first service is too tight for your area, why not work for what? Third service. And come with your bus and go back in 1.5 hours. Praise the Lord. Remember that every FedEx meeting is what? A communion meeting. So those of us who are going to be watching will be on the internet. The communion will be there. You break it. As I'm breaking it, it's happening there. It's done live and face to face. After all, those of you who are here, as I'm standing here now, are you touching me? Nobody see, they see me. Not the same thing they see for television. The difference there, Abby. But miracles happen. This everything happens. It's only faith that connects. Of course, that's why those who are closer enjoyed it more. Hallelujah. Now, cell leaders, prayer cell leaders, or PC leaders who have done excellently well will be given awards. Praise the Lord. Not something too big or too small, but to tell them that we have seen. And other sales leaders, we see that these people actually worked. They are not working for award, but they are working for God. But we will show them that we appreciate the effort they are making. And that's by the recommendation of the area, because we are not the one who see what you are doing. Hallelujah. So we can say, like in every area, every year, best from this area, best from this area, best from this area. We appreciate them. Hallelujah. Now, all area evangelism center leaders are seen as pastors. We take them as NECO pastors. They will be ordained, they will not be ordained at the right time. I know why I said that, because I used to have a meeting with them. I'll be having a meeting with them once a month. And that's what the people called pastoral discipleship class. They are to us like our pastors scattered in different places. So a cell leader can grow by multiplying cell, and they have an area. Once an area is formed, it's not just urban area. Everyone can have 2, 3, 4 areas. Are you hearing me now? Yes. Even now, urban is ripe enough for 2 areas. They are ripe enough for how many areas? 2 areas. Ababa is overripe for 3. But they don't even have 1 standing strong. They can start with 1 or 2, and as they grow. Once there are many, many cells, and they have a center, it's 1 area. Praise the Lord. Now, in the committee, in the cell development board, I'll have a meeting with them to tell them more in details what their work. Well, I've told them their work anyway, but they're going to be meeting once a month. Once a month, they sit down as a board to discuss and look at everything that has happened. But let me say this now so that they bear it in mind. Mommy and I is in charge of the weekly scriptures for cells. That is, and the word church and the prophetic prayer. We will always give it to the secretary who will forward it to the area leaders. Pastor Joe and Sister Marachi is in charge of the outlines. Make sure that I'm sharing work within the board. Make sure that the outlines are in ready and the outlines get to the areas. The areas is the center of operation. Pastor Harrison and Pastor Micah is in charge for visitation. They are in charge of visiting different areas in the board. That means some of them now still serving as area leaders. We have to work hard to have another area leader because they will be visiting from area to area on Sundays. So if there are still area leaders now, as they think some of them are, they have to grow above that by having assistants who can be area leaders where they are, because they can move to another area to supervise. And when an area leader is supervised or visits you from the board, he's the one that will do the Bible study. That honor belongs to him. And if an area leader visits a cell, so because the area leader has to also visit the cells under them. If he visits a cell, he's the one to take charge of the word charge that day. That they will now know that the area leader visited them. Praise God. An area leader can also have a cell because they don't meet on Sunday. You can still have your cell. It doesn't talk about having your cell. But that is your own cell. You and your wife and your children is not a cell. All of you are one. It's only when one person from outside, one of your neighbors join, that's when you are a cell. So you cannot, your child, your husband, you cannot say we are a cell. You are not a cell. All of you are one. One person. It's only when somebody, one of your neighbors, joins you, then you are now a cell. Very important. Very important. Praise the Lord. One of the best ways these cells will spread is friendship. Be very friendly with people so you can communicate the word of God with them. When an area, like I said, in an area we now have many, many, many cells, we create another area for development. For what? For development. Now, here is the serious matter about areas. Every area must have a place of meeting. They must have a place of meeting. And the greatest vision of every area should be to build their own, to buy a land and build their own. Have you seen small houses owned by Scripture Union? Yeah, you've seen it before? Yeah, that is the greatest vision an area should have, to have a small place that belongs to them. It must not be as big as Neco Center. It's an area because it's supposed to be in different places. So don't have a big vision. I want to build something big. It should be something small because the area is supposed to. I catch me now. So if in Abani now, for example, Abani is a very good example. We have four areas having their own small building and their land. It's good than having one big center. The big center is the state. Is that clear now? So whether it's a rented place you are staying or a classroom as an area now, work towards having your own place. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So that is the one big challenge that we face the areas. For now, These are the areas we have. And those of them who don't have a meeting place should work it out. An area can still meet in somebody's house if the person's house is big enough to accommodate or has a compound, or they can put canopies. But you must work towards having a comfortable place, a hall, maybe a school, maybe a private school, maybe a place, but it must be a place that can accommodate, because when the cells grow and they come together, there must be something good. It must be something good that they can stay for that 1.5 hours. Is that very clear? Now, these are the areas now. Praise the Lord. New heaven area. There will be meeting here in Neco Center. So all the cells meet in different times, different places. But on Sunday, they will meet here. 5 to 6. Okay. Now, are we adopting one uniform time, or do we allow it to move between 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock, depending on the area? Please, let's talk. Depending on the area. Okay, but the gap is between what? Between 4 to 7. So New Heaven area, you choose your time. 1 hour 30 minutes. It will contain review, it will contain prayer, it will contain everything. But the review is the main thing. Proper review, and it's going to be participatory. The leader remains mommy here, and assisted by Sister Marachi. Can you clap hands for them? Abani area, they have, thank God, New Heaven already have a place here, so they don't have a problem. They have a big house. But they begin to pay rent very soon. Praise the Lord. Abani area, the area leader is Pastor Micah, assisted by Damian. But quickly as possible, Micah should quickly move the work and get a rabbi to assist Damian to free you for what? Movement. Even movement outside the state, as I've already told you. So your freedom is very, very needed. And I will not be surprised if Abani grows to 2 areas. Even if you watch Faith Extra in 1 location, they can still have their area meetings in 2 different places. Okay. Okay. You already have a land there. A building. Already have a building. A building owned by NECO. With an agreement that's giving us a building. Are you hearing that? So Nkrefi should be an area having many, many cells. So already we're looking at up to 3. In short, Abani should have 2 inside Abani proper. So that is it. Praise the Lord. If they become, they have to work towards also having gadgets to take Faith Extra life. Somebody can be moving from Abani to go and help them. It's very possible. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now, Abani Road area is Pastor Harrison. And that's another problem. He has to quickly raise an assistant. An assistant. His own job is even more. Pastor Mark already has an assistant requiring 1 person, but Pastor Mark requires 2. Let's have an assistant and another assistant assist the assistant to free him as a member of the board to be able to move
and supervise others.
Ababa.
Now we have two areas. We'll start with two areas. Area 1 and Area 2. Is Sister Ozioma here? Where is Ozioma? Who knows about her whereabouts? I saw her in the night. You want to pick something in the house? That she's coming back. Now, tell me how to explain this thing to somebody who is not here. It's a big work, isn't it? Huh? You want to call her? Okay. If she's not coming back, then you have to explain to her very, very well in detail. Mommy, you have to explain to her all we have said. So we have area 1. It will include last bus stop, Ugweke, Ziobinago, and what again? Umuchibo. And Umuchibo. And Ubene. Ubene is not. Okay. But for now, last bus stop, Ugweke, Umuchibo, and Obinago. Huh? Ubene is there. Ubene is there. They form Area 1. The leader of that area is Mr. Samano. He has to be told what we have said here. And Okon, our brother Okon, will assist him. Assist her. He has to be taught and told what we said here. Did you call her? She's always present in meetings like this. I don't know why she's not in this one. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Now, our area 2 is St. Teresa, Ubene 1, Ubezeji, Oguago, and the whole of that area. The leader is our brother Okugo, assisted by Emeka Naji. Now, they already have a meeting place in St. Teresa. Is it still available? Not available again. No meeting place. So, well, the work you have to do now is to run the cells and look aggressively for a meeting place. The same thing we do with Awan. No meeting place. It can be somebody's compound. You can set up a canopy. But there must be a place on Sunday that all the cells gather. But it will not stop cells from gathering now, from the cells from forming, as you're looking for a place of meeting on Sunday evenings. Is that clear? I think the challenge that I have always had is that they are too close to this place. They never felt that they should have something for themselves. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Then we now have Uguaj area. The leader there is our brother Destiny. Then you must get an assistant very quickly. And the cells there must multiply. Aguabo area. The leader is Emekike, assisted by Prince Will. They need another assistant very quickly. Because Prince is in school. Emeka is also very busy. So an assistant is needed. Emeka, are you hearing me? And the cells must spring up from within your area. This is where we said it now. Now, the area leader, another job they have is to encourage people to spring up, cells to form. And you don't form a cell and run independent. You form your cell, report to your area. Is that clear? Let your area leader know that you have formed a cell, especially if you are here. So pass a paper for everybody that's here. Let's get their names and phone numbers so that we'll be able to track compliance. Ngo area,
shall henceforth have Ngwo 1 and Ngwo 2. Ngwo 1, the leader is Assistant Oleka, Area 1, and Mrs. Best is assistant of Ngwo 1. Ngwo 2, the leader shall be Ebera Mano. So somebody will have to sit him down and tell her everything we learned here, assisted by our brother, Pastor Johnson. I'm glad that Uche is here too. Even though he runs a church cell, but we also join them. We have many people there at Ramachala. They should form an area there. In arranging bus for coming, two of you can still use one bus, but sometimes I find out that area one feed a bus. Am I correct? So it means that Ngwo area two should find a way of having their own bus to come. Some of you in the area two have vehicles. So I see them coming with different vehicles. Yes. Yes. Okay, well, wait. Keep your question. Just write it down. Let me finish now. I'm going to give time for questions to roll out because I've been stuck in alone. I know there are questions. So let's take the questions at the same time. Praise the Lord. Now, we're going to have Kwonike area. It's not existing yet, but I have to work on it. Where Pastor Prince will lead that area and Sister Mbeke will assist him. So let's start with having cells popping up there and looking for the place of meeting. We have MNA area. They have to look for a place, a venue for meeting. The leader is our brother Joseph Mwachi, assisted by Elijah Aneke. They have to work towards that. Cells have to pop up. We are proposing Amage area, and our sister Ebere should work towards. I know he works with Abani, but he has to work towards. Is Ebere here? Ebere is the kitchen. And our sister Goodness, is Goodness here? You'll assist Ebere. Let's have a center in Amage. So how will it start? These cells are, prayer cells are formed, and many of them formed. You now choose, find a place where we'll be meeting on Sundays. And then we now start to arrange how to bring you people for Faith Extra here in a bus. Is it doable? Do you know Ebere? Okay, please, somebody will show. I want to close now. Samarachi, introduce her to Ebere. Let them walk together. Let's see how to have cells bring up in Amage. Now, other areas in Enugu where we have people, as people grow there, we build areas. We used to have people from Co Camp, but I don't see them here. We used to have people from Obiago area and all those areas. So, as we grow, have many people in an area, what do? We start areas. But in the meantime, anywhere you are, you can start a cell and link it up to the nearest area to you. Praise the Lord. Now, having said all this, quickly, I want to say this very importantly. There shall be days of fasting and praying in the cells. The cells can declare their days of fasting and praying. Because fasting and praying will enhance your praying together. Now, every area can invite Gospel Squad 1 to help them. Just give them information on time. My expectation is that every center must hold one crusade before the rain begins. What did I say now? Every center, every area
must hold what? At least one crusade before the rains become serious. And if you tell me on time about a crusade through your area leader and then through the district, I would like to come. And it will cost you nothing. We have the equipment. We have the instruments. All you need to organize it, please. Advertise it. You must not print handbills. Use your cell members to advertise it all over the area and mount a place. We carry our instruments and come there. It will cost you nothing. And I will be there if I'm invited on time.
Praise the Lord.
If I'm to choose who will start, I would like Emene to start. I want to come there. All the cells together, they gather together, they have a crusade, put it in one place, I will come there. And they have to look quickly for where to be meeting for their area meeting. As the cells are popping up, very quickly. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The time is coming, it will not be far from now, when I cannot see anybody on Thursday except he has a paper from his cell leader. If anybody comes on his own, he can see another person in the office. But my interest is those that are under cell, because those are the ones I'm pastoring. The time is coming when if you are not a part of any cell and you cannot give me a paper from your cell leader, I won't see you for any reason. So it is going to be that serious, so that people will now know that being a member of a cell gives you express access to my office, because it means that you are under my pastorate. Praise the Lord. That tells you how much value. If a cell leader comes to see me, he has express access. They are the most important people that I have. So know that your position is so important to me. Why? Through you, we are winning souls. And that's my job. Without soul winning, I'm jobless. Hallelujah. Without soul winning, I'm what? I'm jobless. So my job is to see souls won and disciple. Praise the Lord. So you are my most important people. All area cell leaders that are working, not when I still, you don't have an area yet, you don't have a meeting place yet, they are entitled to some little transport allowance from the office to support their transportation. For those who have their meeting place, if you don't have your meeting place yet, we are still waiting for you. Only those who have a place where they meet. That transport allowance may be very tiny, but they can help you to make calls. They can also help you to do other things. Praise the Lord. Our watchword for this operation shall be aggression. Aggressive pursuit of this vision. You will pray for, I saw your prayer point. Many of you are asking for the same thing. Wisdom and strength. Me, I call it what? Aggression. Aggression to attack the work and see souls saved in your hand. Of all you do, the one that has record in heaven, everything you do, blessing is on earth here, that has record in heaven is the souls you want for Jesus Christ. That's what I'm going to present before him. So it's something that is amazing. I want to inform you, you know, the march around the walls of Jericho, how many times did they march across it? 7 times. What happened to the wall? Whether it fell or it sank. Because the wall thickness, they say horses tied together can run on the wall. So such wall could have just because if it failed like this, it also be another wall. I'm not following the argument. If the wall, the Bible said, Bible scholars say that it's wide like this, so that two chariots or three can run on the on top of the wall. If it fails like this, what will happen? There'll be another wall. So me, I think he did what? It sank. As the wall sank, the scripture says that the Israelites ran from everywhere they are. So what I want to tell you is that the wall has fallen. Attack your city. Attack your environment. You are in charge now. You are now the principality in that environment. If you know that is the truth, you go by force. Let us pray. We'll take questions, but let's pray now. If I have two olekas, what will happen to me? Run to the kitchen. Run, please. Praise the Lord. What have I told you now? The walls have what? What do you do? Attack. Attack. Don't stay and be singing hallelujah again. Hallelujah has sank the wall. So do what? Attack the field. Open your mouth and pray now. Pastor Micah.
I receive the grace to attack now towards self-planting, towards discipleship. Open your mouth and make it your prayer. Isha kapara tayagada. I'm attacking aggressively now. Ekopalata koparisa later. The walls are falling. I am taking over my area for Jesus Christ. Through cell, through prayer cell, in shakali barataya, in breketoli kabasia, in shakapakata, the walls are falling. I am going home with a new aggression. I am going home with a new aggression to depopulate hell. Through planting of prayer cells, in shakatelegade, I take over my territory. I take over my environs. Mashakatelegade, with aggression, I receive aggression. I receive aggression. I receive a fresh aggression. Ishapalakata. Ebreketelegade. Ishapa. We are taking over Enugu State with aggression. Iparatesa. Makatesa. To prayer cells. Ishekete. Ilabarata. Reketelegade. We are taking over. Ishapalata. Reketelegade. With aggression. With aggression. With aggression. The walls are falling. Ishapalakata, masegede, irregede, rakata. We are going with aggression. Ishapalegede, irregedelegede, rikarabadosa, ishapa, ikataya, ilegete, rokotosia. Aggressive cell planting, ishakaliparata, aggressive discipleship, through cell planting, through prayer cells. We are taking over. Ishapalata, we are taking over. I take over my street. I take over my city. We pray ourselves. We take over our cities. We pray ourselves. We multiply the disciples. Through prayer cells, Shakata, we receive fresh aggression. Ilabarata Lisa, Eshekanagade, Rokotosia, fresh aggression, fresh aggression. The walls are falling. The walls are falling. The walls are falling. The necessary wisdom, we receive it. The necessary energy, eletosia, rekete, rekete, rakata, aggression, aggressive, aggressive discipleship, masekata. We are taking over the city with aggression. We are taking over the villages. Eshabalata, rekete, rakata, iparata. Fresh energy, malesetelia, rokotosia, matekata. We are going as principalities in our cities. Malesanta rakusia, esha.
Grace, I receive grace. I receive grace to take over territories. 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 In the name of Jesus, I receive that grace in this meeting. Ele sukle deke breketeha. E shadiko pro otosikle diga brakata. It shall no more be business as usual. From this retreat, I'm empowered to take over territories. I'm empowered by grace to take over territories. My time to take over territories has come, and I receive that grace now. I receive that grace now. I receive that grace now. I receive that grace now to go back and take over territories and take over territories and take over territories. Eshakata, elakuka pota, elezigla ata, eshamania, elekorabata. That grace is coming upon me now. It's coming upon me now. It's coming upon me now.
Territorial grace. Territorial grace. Territorial grace. Territorial grace. Territorial grace. Territorial grace. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Do you know that if you already have a cell here and a cell there with Nico people, and two of you are here very strong, you can choose to take your own cell somewhere else and be going there. Maybe a little distance from where you are. That's very possible. So you're like, our sister has a cell there, has a cell there, and they pray there. And I have a friend there I can start a cell with the other place where I can even pay a bike to go. And I want to just do something for Jesus. I can go and start another cell there. So you're not limited. Praise the Lord. I see the Holy Ghost put a fire in our hands. And this thing will spread. Please, every one of you, take our time to fast and pray over this matter. And see the vision for yourself, what you can do. See the vision of what you can do as a person. Think of what you can achieve as a person under this arrangement. You'll be shocked that God has handed over to you one grace that will make you matter in this life. For if you don't matter in the matter of the gospel, you have no matter. What did I say now? If you don't matter in the matter of the gospel, you don't matter anything. So if you don't have anything you're doing in this matter, of this matter is coming very soon. And what if you name you have no value before God. Father, thank you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Please, can we stand and clap hands for Jesus? Have we been blessed by this? Thank you so much. All right. As we are answering questions, we are waiting.